This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Alex Jones Show, and I am Owen Schroyer sitting in for Alex today, and I'm about to come back and start to get into all of this news on my desk, and then Roger Stone joins us with breaking news, the fake Russian collusion narrative that Adam Schiff swore his life on has completely fallen apart, and more info is coming out on that today, so Roger Stone is going to be with us to break that down, but first, here is the latest groundbreaking, game-changing report that you can find at band.video from Greg Reese.
"22 months into COVID, we have all the information needed to paint a clear picture of what's going on. We know that Anthony Fauci, who has done all this before in the 1980s with HIV, AZT, and AIDS, was illegally working with the Communist Chinese via the NIH to create a highly contagious bat coronavirus in Wuhan, China. We know that the PCR test was used to fraudulently create a flood of false positives to legitimize the FDA's emergency vaccine authorization. We know that the COVID vaccines are not vaccines, but rather highly controversial mRNA tech that failed miserably on its animal trials, a type of gene therapy that several top scientists warn will kill you if you can't keep it from spreading throughout the body, which is exactly what it is doing. We know that no matter how deadly these experimental shots are, the company selling them will not be held liable. It is all being taken care of by taxpayer dollars. We know that the ingredients are a big secret, and they don't want you to know what's in them. And we know that some are getting saline placebos. But now we are learning what these experimental jabs are actually doing. Dr. Ryan Cole, a pathologist running the biggest independent testing lab in Idaho, described how the mRNA shots are causing serious autoimmune disorders. The first shot stifles the production of lymphocytes, which cripples the immune system, resulting in a massive increase of autoimmune diseases and cancers. The blood work presented by Dr. Nathan Thompson shows the same. And after receiving the second shot, their immune system begins to fail even more. According to one of the top virologists running this program, you need the booster shot because your immune system is now failing as a result of getting the previous two shots. The data consistently shows that these shots are causing massive cellular mutation throughout the entire body, often wherever the recipient is most vulnerable. We know that some of these shots are contaminated with mysterious objects that appear to grow into other objects. For what purpose, we don't know. But we do know that our government, along with the entire pop culture media machine, are blocking life-saving treatments while keeping them for themselves, while pushing the deadly kill shot on the public, and creating a segregated society. We know without a doubt that these mRNA injections are killing people. While some may get lucky with saline placebos, most are having their immune system destroyed from the inside out. We know these things because at this point the evidence is overwhelming, and we know that it's the big banks calling all the shots for their Great Reset, which they claim is a transhumanist utopia, a cure to climate change. But who knows? What we all instinctively know is how to stop them. For Infowars.com, this is Greg Reese.
Another excellent report from Greg Reese. that can be found exclusively at band.video. All right, we're into hour number two. More of this powerful live news transmission in 90 seconds.
InfoWars emergency supply chain breakdown sale is only running for 1 week from Monday, October 11th, for 7 days. That's because a bunch of these products that we have in stock are of limited supply because, obviously, the supply chain breakdown that I've been warning you of now for 20 months, because that's part of the Great Reset and part of the globalist plan, and that's what global lockdowns have been triggered. So we've not lowered the quality of any of our products. That means some of them have been sold out for more than 6 months, like DNA Force Plus. It is 40% off, but coming up in 1 week, it will go back to full price, and we probably won't have more for up to 6 months, ladies and gentlemen. So it's a chance to support the broadcast, to get an incredible product at the same time. Winter Sun, Ultra 12, they're both 50% off. They're going to go back to 10% off in a week as well. They're 50% off right now. Find these and more at InfoWarsStore.com and fund the InfoWar while making your life a lot healthier.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
You are in a war. You are under attack. You are in a 21st century war. You are under attack. This program seeks to end all war and all conflict on Earth by removing the vast majority of humans. It is a Carnegie Endowment plan that has been in place since before World War II. This plan seeks to radically alter the human species as we know it by first vastly reducing our numbers and then creating a sexless, genderless subaloid that works under an engineer class. Of course, you've seen this in movies like Prometheus. You've read this in books like Brave New World. And that is because they're telling you through these films and through these books what the actual plan is since the 1860s. My film Endgame exposes it. That's why the film is so incredibly important. And that's why 15 years after we made it, it's evergreen. They are coming for you and your family. They are destroying civilization as we know it. The criminal group that has hijacked our government and other governments is cutting off the main energy supplies of the planet. This will implode the third world. They will then be organized into an invasion force to swamp the first world and collapse us into a planetary third world hell pit, a dystopic nightmare, and then the organized sterilization and extermination will go into overdrive. We've already gone out of beta into operations now. The New World Order is 100% real. Its plan to kill you and your family is 100% real. It is driven by a satanic force that wants nothing but total death on this planet. Its goal is not to save the Earth, as the mid-level environmentalists believe, who are eugenicists and who are part of the deindustrialization, dehumanization, extermination plan. They believe they're doing it to save the Earth. It is being done to set up a scientific elite who can then play God, who in their own words are already overriding all genetic activity on the planet because they hate God's creation and they want to be God. They believe the sacrifice of all life on Earth and the sacrifice of this planet as we know it is the stepping stone to their ascendance and their transcendence. This is the deepest secrets of the Illuminati. Everything they say is the opposite. They do not come to eliminate. They come to create absolute total darkness. So yes, it's scary to know you're under attack, but isn't it good to know you're under attack? Because now you can do something about it. Comply with nothing they say. Submit to nothing they do. Realize everything they're selling you is total death and failure. Realize those that have turned themselves over to it have literally turned over their will to an anti-human force that have now been disconnected from God and the universe that God created. They are building a hell on Earth. It will become more and more apparent as they launch their operations that they are exempt from everything they do to us. But that is the greatest deception, because in the end, they will not be exempt from what their so-called God is doing to us. It will be done tenfold to them. That's why this transmission is so incredibly important. That's why we can't let them turn up the ambient tyranny at an incremental level, and then we just submit to it, don't realize we're under attack. We have to realize we're under globalist attack. We have to realize what their worldview is. We must demand that any leader that supposedly claims they're pro-human get out in the open about this agenda and stop complying with their agenda and stop debating their agenda and realize that their agenda is a giant fraud and a lie to take control of our will, to take control of our destinies, to take control of everything we personally do. They are the opposite of free will. They are the opposite of goodness. They are the opposite of everything decent. And that's all you need to know. Choose your fate now, ladies and gentlemen, because the open world government, the Great Reset, is here.
So everything appears to be backwards in the world right now. That is Satanism. That is the inversion of reality. That is the modern-day leftist ideology. And so you see the loving, tolerant left that is filled with hate and intolerant of anybody that doesn't do exactly what they're told. The anti-establishment left becoming the foot soldiers of the corrupt establishment. And then the crazy thing here with the NBA player, there's multiple NBA players, but Kyrie Irving, probably the most notable star of the NBA, coming out against the vaccine mandates. And now he's being told you're not allowed to play NBA basketball. You're not allowed to be with your team because he doesn't want to have an unnecessary medical procedure. Well, if they told Kyrie Irving to chop his leg off and he didn't want to do that, would that be a bad thing too, to have an unnecessary medical procedure? And then Kyrie Irving, who has done so much charitable work. Huge donations to Black Lives Matter. He bought, I forget who it was, one of the victims of police brutality's families. He bought him a house. He's given money he's done all kinds of charitable things, so much. And now here he is, he doesn't want to take an experimental vaccine. Where's Black Lives Matter? Oh, I guess the controlled opposition of Black Lives Matter isn't saying anything because they only bark when the media tells them to. But that's the old Black Lives Matter that was just a controlled opposition against Trump. Now they're actually the grassroots organic Black Lives Matter group is against the vaccines. But you won't see or hear from them now because it's not being run by the Democrats. So you'll hear from Black Lives Matter when it's the Democrats' controlled opposition, a political front. But you won't hear from them when it's actually legitimate grassroots black people saying, hey, we don't agree with forced medicine known as a vaccine. But so everything seems backwards in the world. Everything seems inverted. But folks, we can rest easy because now Captain Kirk has been to space. William Shatner has gone to space. Jeff Bezos' Blue Rocket took off today and successfully landed. And William Shatner, 90 years old, becomes the oldest human being to ever go to space. There is the rocket right there. Can you even believe? Doesn't that just, it looks fake. That is wild. I'm not saying it's fake. I mean, this isn't NASA here, so I'm just saying. But that is just crazy. So there's Jeff Bezos' little blue rocket going into space where there was once a virgin. And it is now William Shatner, Captain Kirk, who looks great for 90, by the way. Good for him. And he has now become the oldest person into space, Captain Kirk. So while everything seems backwards and twisted and contorted and inverted, just know that Captain Kirk has gone to space. So you can rest easy. And he went into space on Jeff Bezos' Blue Rocket. May or may not be modeled off his own pocket rocket. We can't say for sure. May or may not have something to do with the male member. But his Blue Rocket has successfully now landed back on Earth. And we are happy that Captain Kirk has made all things right in the world by finally going to space. All right. Now, I promise when I come back, I'm going to get into this news. But remember InfoWarsStore.com, ladies and gentlemen. There is the capsule landing back on Earth. Everybody survived. Jeff Bezos' Blue Rocket. InfoWarsStore.com. We don't have Blue Rockets, but we do have great supplements. All right, getting a little slap happy here. Been on air for over 4 hours. Look, I'm not, we're not, you know what, I shouldn't even do it. I could make jokes all day long about this, okay? And then I could tie it into jokes that people make about our supplements where we don't even make these claims they claim we make. We don't sell things for what they claim we sell them for. But nonetheless, hey, maybe your rocket can work as good as Jeff Bezos with a little super male vitality and a little Vaso beat complete. Maybe your rocket can go to space too. And it's all on sale at InfoWarsStore.com right now. 50% off Super Male and Super Female Vitality. Yeah, that'll be your rocket on Super Male Vitality with Vaso Beat Complete. Blood flow. Okay. Getting serious though. Seriously. We're only on air, despite all the censorship, fighting the fake news media and the New World Order, thanks to your support at InfoWarsStore.com. 4 days left on these massive specials, ladies and gentlemen. Up to 50% off top-rated, top-selling supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. 4 days left on the emergency supply chain breakdown sale. Hell, get ready for your Christmas gifts now, because it's all going
to
be...
First, we decide where we want to go. Then, we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar 4 or more times a day and inject insulin 3 or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. That alerts you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After 1 day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system.
colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Austrian parliamentary member collapsed while she was speaking in front of parliament yesterday, collapsed a vaccine side effect. A proud socialist, big vaccine advocate, had a vaccine side effect live on TV, just like that nurse and all these other people have had. We've seen dozens of them now. She just fell right over, just vaccine side effect right there as she's promoting the vaccines. It couldn't be worse for business, except when it's mandated, I guess it doesn't really matter, does it? No, I suppose it doesn't. But I don't have time for that. I covered that this morning on the American Journal. You can find that on band.video. Oh, there she goes. There she goes. Big tree fall hard from vaccine. But hey, get it anyway, even though it doesn't do a damn thing. Because it's what we call a medical experiment on planet Earth that you are not consenting to in violation of the Nuremberg Code. But screw you, you worthless eater. We're here to kill you anyway. So just take the vaccine and die, and you'll be much better off. So, okay. As if it's not clown world enough, somebody come in here and slap me. This is from the Courier Mail. Actual headline here. If you are fully vaccinated against COVID, the next step to improve your immunity may be to actually catch the virus, experts say. What? I'm done. Seriously, like, it just reaches a point of critical mass where I'm just done. What more? Why am I here? Everything, it's just... I have to stop. I just have to move on. So, there you go. Oh, you're vaccinated. You need to still catch the virus. So it's not just, oh, you've got the vaccine. Now you need to get a vaccine every 6 months. Now it's, oh, you have the vaccine. You need the boosters. And you need to still catch the virus. I mean, why are we... You know what? Look. Okay. Here's my proposal to the New World Order, okay? This is my proposal to the New World Order. Just stop playing with us. Just line us up and murder us all. Seriously, I just put us up again. Just come out and say, look, you'll get what you want. You will get what you want. We're going crazy. All of us are going crazy, okay? So just do us a favor. This is a plea to the New World Order. You already have people so stupid, they're lining up for an experimental deadly vaccine, okay? So you've done it. You have made the average person almost completely mentally retarded on planet Earth. So congratulations. So can we stop with all of the madness that's driving us all crazy? You're going crazy because we won't comply. We're going crazy because we don't want to be slaves. So let's reach a mutual ground here. Why don't you just tell everybody on planet Earth to line up on some wall and that you're going to shoot them with some loving pill and just blow their brains out? Let's speed the process up. Like Bill Maher says, hey, I'm for whatever gets the traffic moving on the highways. I'm for whatever it does. So look. I'm being facetious here, but seriously, like, you've already got the brainwashed population doing whatever the hell you want. We know that you think there's too many humans on planet Earth, so you want to wipe us out. So can we just fast forward this thing? Can we just stop this insanity? We're all going insane now. yourselves included, you can't take this anymore either. So just tell the loving population that you have a new love pill for them, and it has to be fired out of the barrel of a rifle or a shotgun, and all they have to do is go down to the whatever, you know, you want to call it, the loving wall in each town square, and just tell them, all you got to do is stand next to the loving wall, and don't worry, we're going to hit you with that love pill going 1,000 miles per hour or whatever it is, and they'll even show up, and there'll be dead bodies and piles of and blood and guts everywhere, and they'll still show up and say, yeah, I'm here for the loving pill. Give me the loving pill. Boom. So let's just speed this up, all right? Let's just go ahead and do it. You're going to murder us all anyway, so let's just go. I'm just done. I'm done seeing this crap. I mean, seriously. Oh, the vaccine works. Oh, wait, no, it doesn't. You need a booster. Oh, the booster works. Oh, wait, no, it doesn't. Now you still need to catch the virus. Line up here. Oh, there's the loving wall. There's the loving wall right over there. Look. The soldier is loading the love pill into the shotgun, and he's loading it right now. Just look. Just stand against the loving wall. You're going to get the love pill. It's great. Man's kidney transplant canceled because donor wasn't vaccinated. I can't, man. I'm telling you, it's just insane. Oh. Governor Phil Murphy, who loves telling you to wear a mask and has everything shut down, parties indoor with maskless teachers union leaders while your kids are forced to wear masks. So literally, almost every Democrat that's making mask mandates is caught not wearing masks. And now you have the teachers' unions that wants to torture your kids with masks for 8 hours a day. They're out partying, not wearing masks. It's fun, isn't it? Show me the loving wall. DeSantis's Department of Health fines Lawless County $3.5 million for mandating vaccine despite Florida law. There you go. There's some nice pushback. I like to see that. I mean, they want to fine us and bully us out of existence. Well, so let's play these games tit for tat. DeSantis is like the only one who's even engaged. Abbott's, you know, he's rolling along, but whatever. He's a little slow to the punch. This story is a little interesting to me, and there's definitely room for debate here. New York Jets' Vinnie Curry reveals blood clots discovered after spleen removal. So obviously he got the vaccine as an NFL player. And they're saying, so he had these problems after getting it, but they're saying, oh, he had a rare blood disorder, and that's what it was all about. But he was, and so I don't know. I'm saying there's room for debate here. I'm not really seeing it happen. But he was 33 years old. He's an NFL athlete. Folks, I can tell you, even at an NCAA college level, the amount of tests and everything they do for your health, it'll find anything wrong with you. Anything. I mean, I could tell you stories from working in the sports industry. I won't belabor the subject. But how they wouldn't have known about this blood disorder until now seems unlikely. My guess it's from a vaccine, but I guess we'll never know. Oh, look at how this is hilarious how they changed their story at the NPR. A bunch of liars. A bunch of liberal liars at NPR. So last month it was FDA advisory panel rejects widespread Pfizer jab in blow to Biden's plan. Now, that hasn't changed. In fact, the FDA has doubled and tripled down saying, no, we are not suggesting boosters. We are not behind boosters. And major people at the FDA have quit over the boosters. So the FDA has not changed its stance on boosters. But NPR has to work for the corrupt establishment, and they love medical tyranny. So they just changed their headline now. And they say the FDA may authorize more booster shots and is assessing a pill to treat COVID. Well, no, they haven't changed their stance. The FDA is still not pushing boosters. The FDA is still not behind boosters, but they just say, well, they may authorize it. Okay, sure. And I may go to the moon with William Shatner. It's not going to happen, but I may. It hasn't not happened, so it may. So that's how NPR misleads its audience. And so what is the new group that they're trying to push vaccines on? Pregnant people. We'll have that coming up.
People ask me all the time, Alex, the last 3 months or so, you've had explosive energy on top of your already very intense level of energy. What's happening? Well, it's the things that are happening in the world right now that's got my blood up. But also, I've gotten back in the groove of religiously taking three products every single day. DNA Force Plus that's back in stock. Also, X2, Deep Earth Crystal Iodine that's essential for your immune system, your whole body. And, of course, at nighttime, Down and Out Sleep Aid that makes me have deeper, cleaner, restful sleep that, again, boosts my immune system and is good for every cell in my body and great for the spirit. All three of these products are in stock right now. They are 40% off in the case of DNA Force Plus and 50% off for 1 week only on Survival Shield X2. And, yes, until supplies last, we have Down and Out, 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. This is the trifecta. I suggest you check it out and experience what this does for your body today.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting, alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Owen Troyer.
And now I'm joined by Roger Stone, who is looking great, by the way. Roger, you're looking younger and healthier than I've seen you in a long time. I guess that's the Trump phenomenon of once you get out of the swamp's nasty grip, you can kind of get a little more life into you. So Roger Stone joins me now. We're going to talk about the Russian collusion narrative that's falling apart. But first, just on a little light note here, Roger, I don't know if you've seen the latest from Hunter Biden and his scandals. By the way, I think it was Ross Perot who a couple decades ago talked about a giant sucking sound No, that was actually Hunter Biden doing cocaine, but I digress from that. Art gallery representing Hunter Biden received $500,000 in federal COVID loan, and he's not the only one. All kinds of congressmen and women paid themselves off with these COVID bailout funds, so it's not just the Bidens. But amazing, Hunter Biden goes from drug addict and porn star to artist overnight, and he's getting hundreds of thousands of dollars in COVID relief, Roger. That's an amazing feature.
No, but you don't have to worry about it, Owen, because we've been assured that there can be no influence peddling here, because Hunter has no idea who it is who paid $75,000 apiece for his art. Of course, he attended the reception in which all the buyers were present, but I guess he just doesn't remember who they were. Look, there's no better example of the two-tiered justice system. As you know, I'm still being harassed by the Biden Justice Department over my 2007 and 2008 federal income taxes. Really? How much does Hunter owe? Where's the lawsuit against him? We know he took in tens of millions of dollars from the Chinese, from the Ukrainians, from some American companies, but no, there's no investigation into him. You know, one of the kids in my neighborhood said for Halloween he wanted to be Hunter Biden. He was going to go around naked with a bottle of booze. Not the best idea, I guess.
But yet would be a fair representation of the first son. Or he could go around with, you know, porn stars on his arm, maybe his brother's deceased brother's widow, too. That would be right up the alley. But we digress, because they came after you for a fake news story concocted by the Hillary Clinton campaign and law firms that she hires. And they came after you. Adam Schiff said, I'll chop off my left nut if it's not true about Russian collusion. He basically put his life on the line. Of course, it was all fake. And so now it's all coming out, though, Roger, whether it's Judicial Watch getting evidence of it and Durham now going after people and the lawyer Sussman and Perkins and Cooey. So where do you want to pick this story up, Roger, where the Russian collusion narrative is now completely debunked and it actually was indeed, as we knew, Hillary Clinton paid for opposition research?
Yeah, it's funny. When I looked on the front page of the New York Times and the Washington Post today, and there just doesn't seem to be any mention of this. But we know that back in my trial, and you were there, Owen, so you'll remember this, we demanded that the CrowdStrike's report, in other words, the report that alleged that the Russians had hacked the DNC and given the information to WikiLeaks, be released to us for full use in my defense. The judge, of course, denied us that. Now we know why. The top officials at CrowdStrike would ultimately admit under oath to the House Intelligence Committee that their report had no proof whatsoever. James Comey, the FBI director, he seemed to be perfectly satisfied, instead of having his own investigators inspect the DNC servers to see if there had been a Russian incursion, an online hack. He relied on the conclusions of a, as he put it, highly respected, no, actually highly partisan, IT firm that claimed this without any evidence. So if you looked at the first five pages of my criminal indictment, it's based on the premise that the Russians hacked the DNC and gave the information to WikiLeaks. Of course, the judge would not allow me to use expert testimony or forensic evidence to disprove any of this. The sad thing is that the country, and most certainly the media, has moved on. So while there are spectacular stories in The Spectator, there's a great finding by Judicial Watch, I myself have a story today which speaks to this at Real Clear Politics that demonstrates that I was framed on the basis of a fraud, on fabricated information. The entire Russian hoax is crumbling down upon their ears. Here's the most important part. Read the Sussman indictment by John Durham, and all of his co-conspirators are listed. When are they going to be charged? This food chain leads right to Hillary Clinton, and therefore I renew my call. Lock her up.
And it makes sense that because you're all of a sudden seeing Hillary Clinton back in the media, doing TV interviews, doing specials and all this stuff. They're trying to force feed her into our consciousness again. And I guess this is a kind of a CYA campaign to try to paint her with a good brush as it's coming out that no, it was actually her campaign that funded the disinformation that was known as Russian collusion and everything else that came with it. And for the most part, aside from her being indicted, she's been caught.
Yeah, the one thing concerns me, of course, is that a special counsel Durham must now count on the Biden Justice Department for his funding. And he has to obviously tell the attorney general where he's going with this investigation. But I think the Democrats are shocked. I mean, they thought they had this whole thing dead and buried. John Durham turns out to be an honest prosecutor. I myself, and we talked about this, I was skeptical about the timing. Why has this taken so long? It's just not that complicated. The other laugh riot here is Adam Schiff's new book, which claims that the only reason that Robert Mueller didn't find and prosecute Russian collusion was because he was non-compos mentis. In other words, he was around the bend. That's absurd because we know the entire Mueller investigation was run by Andrew Weissmann. While ethically corrupt, he is completely lucid. No, they didn't find any evidence of Russian collusion because there is none. The entire thing was, as former President Trump said, a hoax.
And, you know, this is the same group of people that not only were going after Trump's, you know, support base at the time with the big lie, they attacked America with this lie. They attacked the American consciousness. They attacked our elections. They tried to rig everything. But, you know, Roger, I think what we're really coming to learn, and we were reporting this at the time because we both had people telling us this and it seemed to be apparent, Robert Mueller was never fully there. He was like the Joe Biden before Joe Biden. They were using Mueller, a guy like Joe Biden who couldn't really, didn't have all of his faculties there. So they were just using him as a sock puppet for the Russian collusion narrative and investigation, when really, again, it was just the Democrats running the whole thing.
Well, here's the good news. I mean, I keep reading about these upcoming shortages. They're predicting food shortages, shortages of all kinds of household items. I think we're going to have a toilet paper shortage, and therefore Adam Schiff's book could come in incredibly handy.
Yeah, because I'm sure there won't be a shortage of that. No, nobody wants to buy Adam Schiff's book.
Well, you know my position. If it's Schiff, flush it.
Where does this guy get off thinking he can write a book? I don't know anything honest this guy's ever said or done.
Well, I mean, exact precise. He said that he's seen more than circumstantial evidence of Russian collusion. All right, Congressman, produce it. Where is it? I'm well aware of the fact that he took my classified testimony. He lagged it over to Mueller and his thugs. Weissmann was able to fabricate a claim that I lied to Congress. The problem with that is, in order to violate the false statements law, your statement has to be willful, it has to be material, and in my case, everything any misstatement I made was innocuous. It was immaterial. It hid no underlying crime. Now let's contrast that with Dr. Anthony Fauci. He lied under Congress, to Congress under oath, we all saw it, claiming that he hadn't financed with taxpayer dollars the formulation of the Chinese virus in a Wuhan lab, the vaccination for which...
All right, let's hold it right there. Fauci lied under oath. We'll be right back.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork in Line tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork in Line tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
To destroy the tyrannical world government. Here we are back live in the InfoWars headquarters in Austin, Texas. Owen Schroyer sitting in for Alex today. Roger Stone is with me on the line as well. And the Russian collusion narrative, which, you know, Roger, we almost do ourselves a disservice to say, oh, it's falling apart. It was never even there. They never even presented any evidence whatsoever other than bug-eyed freak Adam Schiff saying, oh, I guarantee it. I've seen the evidence. Eric Swalwell, I've seen the evidence. Show us then. Where's the evidence? They never saw it. They lied. And as you were saying, though, before we went to the last break, how come Anthony Fauci gets to lie to Congress? How come Anthony Fauci gets to lie under oath? But, oh, here's Roger Stone being interviewed by the FBI. Roger Stone, we have here that you had a club sandwich on the morning of Wednesday, October 13th, a club sandwich. Can you tell us what was on that club sandwich? And Roger says, well, yes, I think I had mustard on that club sandwich. And they say, oh, wow, we talked to the delicatessen, and they say it was actually spicy mustard. You've now lied to the FBI, Roger. So that would be bad for Roger, but Fauci can lie under oath about gain-of-function research and all that. No problem there.
Who in the world would eat mustard on a club sandwich? In any event, no, you're absolutely right. So it's basically a two-tier justice system. Fauci's lie was profound. In other words, he lied about his role in the financing of the development of a virus in a Chinese lab, the vaccination for which has killed or injured thousands of people. I call that material. There's no question that his statements are false, and he knows they're false. Therefore, my question is simple. When will 29 heavily armed FBI agents show up at his home at 6 o'clock in the morning, arriving in 17 armored vehicles, a helicopter, and two boats? When will they storm his house brandishing M4 fully automatic assault weapons? I think we both know the answer. Why is he even still in a position of public trust? It is the most graphic example I can think of the two-tiered justice system, where the ruling elites are held to one standard, or maybe I should say no standard, where anybody who loves the country or happens to have supported Donald Trump or loves InfoWars, well, those people are prosecuted. I can sleep at night because I know this. We were reporting this here on InfoWars at the time. We made the case not only on our show, The Real War Room, but on the Alex Jones Show repeatedly, that the entire claim that the Russians hacked the DNC in an online hack and gave the information to WikiLeaks was false. Incredibly, it was my lawyers at trial who forced the FBI to ultimately admit they had never inspected the DNC servers, and they relied entirely on the third-party verification of an outfit that was partisan. Who hired CrowdStrike? Well, that would be Michael Sussman. And therefore, it appears to me that Mr. Durham is pulling on an extraordinarily vulnerable thread.
Now, speaking of any evidence of Russian collusion, obviously they found nothing on Trump, nothing on any of his associates, yourself included, because it was made up. But, you know, Biden, there might actually be something there where you had Tony Bobulinski and others and of course, his deal with the Moscow mayor and all this other stuff. But here's real-world concrete examples of how Biden has done favor to Putin and Russia. So when he allowed Russia to take control of the pipeline that supplied most of the gas to Europe, that was shut down by Trump. Biden gave Russia the control of that pipeline. So now here's what's in the Financial Times. Vladimir Putin has said Russia is meeting all requests for gas supplies from Europe, vehemently denying that state-run monopoly Gazprom was limiting supplies to the continent to drive up prices. The country currently supplies 40% of Europe's gas. That's because of Biden. Trump shut that down and gave control over to Europe, and then Biden gave it back to Russia. So whether Putin's doing it or not, he could do it. So here's a real-world example of how Biden has given a massive power brokerage situation to Russia, to Putin, and the media won't even cover it. And now they're having gas shortages in Europe, and it could be caused by Putin. He's denying it. Could be, could not be. Point is, the access is there for him to do it, and Biden gave him that control.
Well, I actually think that Russian actors shut down our pipeline just to prove to us that they could do it. I mean, within days, they handed our own passwords back to us. That was a demonstration that they have us once again by the short hairs. Donald Trump's one of his single greatest accomplishments is he finally brought this nation to full energy self-sustaining independence. We didn't have to count on oil and gas from the Middle East or Russia or anywhere else. Joe Biden is working furiously to reverse that.
So, Roger, what happens now that Durham seems to have a scent and is pointing his nose or his tail in the direction of the true criminals in the Clinton campaign when it comes to the fake Russian collusion narrative, and then also some stuff happening within the Obama administration and their illegal spying? But what comes of it? Is it too little too late? Do you think that Garland is going to shut it down? I mean, what can Durham do now that he's getting all of this evidence of what really happened in the fake Russian collusion story? I mean, where do you see this going?
Well, we have to hope that John Durham is, in fact, a man of integrity who will not be taken off this trail. Again, if you read the Sussman indictment, it's a roadmap of who should be charged next. I also find it problematic that Jake Sullivan, who was then Hillary Clinton's foreign policy advisor in the 2016 campaign, now Joe Biden's foreign policy advisor in the White House, clearly lied about the same issues that Sussman lied about. So when is Mr. Sullivan being arrested? When is the FBI going to humiliate him and storm his home at 6 o'clock in the morning? Either we are a nation of laws or we are a nation of men. Which is it? It appears to me that the roadmap is there. Will Durham be pressured out of pursuing it? I don't know. Will the Attorney General of the United States today shut it down? I don't know. I pray for full justice in this case because I'm still suffering the manifested impact of this on myself and my family. These people need to be held responsible. It's their turn in the barrel, if I may say so.
Yeah, and what is it, Sullivan, Schiff, Swalwell, they all seem like they're cut from the same cloth. You know, they all seem like they have some sort of same weird energy about them. I guess when you talk about Schiff, you know, he's out there hanging out with Ed Buck. We all know what he was involved with. I think he's still in jail right now. So it's just incredible to see all this corruption. Roger, what else is on your mind? What else are you seeing that you want to depart to our audience with?
I just find it mind-boggling that this country is about to experience food shortages. I mean, this is the most prosperous nation on the face of the earth still, although they're certainly working against that. We're being told that there's going to be food shortages here in Fort Lauderdale. We already have some food shortages because we're told that ships who are bearing foodstuffs are moored off of all of our harbors because there are no workers to unload those ships. That would be because the Biden administration is paying people to sit home on their butt and watch television, and some people, very sadly, have concluded that that's easier than going out and getting a good, honest job. It's amazing to me the speed by which Joe Biden is undoing every great thing that Donald Trump did for this country. Somehow, within less than a year, they have taken the most vibrant, robust, productive economy in our history, and we're in decline. No, inflation is not transitory. Inflation is going to be a fact of life. In fact, I think long-term, inflation could become the number one problem in the economy. Our problem is not joblessness. It's not unemployment, as you know. Our problem is we have plenty of jobs. We just don't have any people who want to fill them because the Biden administration will pay them to stay home.
They're now offering at McDonald's a beginning wage of $20 an hour. A beginning wage at McDonald's just, I mean, hell, 10, 15 years ago was like $6.50 or $7.50 or whatever the minimum wage was. So that's how desperate they are to get people to show up to work. And that's just, you know, the fast food sector. So imagine what it's like on a bigger scale. Roger Stone, always a pleasure. Where can people follow your work?
They can go to stonecoldtruth.com to find the latest on what I'm up to. And I got to say, it's great to be back in the saddle with you. I feel like we're back at the war room. It's just
the real war room. The real war room.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.